This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have swept the decks clean. Tomorrow's election coverage. We're getting Tucker Carlson on and James O'Keefe, it looks like, who's done it again. The guy deserves like 5 Pulitzer Prizes, a true journalist. That's a drudge that's coined that term. O'Keefe does it again and again and again and again. Got video, exclusive undercover video shows North Carolina poll workers offering ballots to ineligible imposter 20 times, putting voter ID battle on front burner. Yeah, O'Keefe caught Democrats in Texas saying we're going to bring illegals in and have them vote. Illinois has introduced a bill that was, well, it's passed their House and Senate. I think it was unanimous in the Senate. We covered it Sunday with David Knight yesterday. That is a ballot initiative to let people vote, quote, from any country of origin who are not citizens. Imagine the boldness of saying, if you can get here, you can vote. It's just over-the-top crazy, but it'll probably pass. It passed the Illinois Senate unanimously. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I know I just keep saying that. I really am. Because I read all this news. I look at it morning, noon, and night. I sit here before the show going through hundreds of articles, just staring at it. It just creates an image, an irrefutable image of people out of control. And you study history, that's what elites do over and over and over again. So we're going to be breaking this down today. You want to talk election? How about we talk about this article out of Politico, Obama readying for lame duck presidency. Obama faces the loss of his rabid fan base. Well, you know what? He's got a veto. He's got his executive orders and his telephone. Stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, as Bagala said, working for Clinton. And he's got a bunch of people like Mitch McConnell in the Senate. He'll probably be the new leader of the Senate. And he's got people in the House like Boehner. The answer is get rid of Boehner, get rid of Mitch McConnell. McConnell's not as bad as Boehner. Hard to believe that, but it's true. I've looked at their voting records. And get Rand Paul, Ted Cruz types in there. And then we could really start doing things like lowering taxes and watching the economy explode. Getting rid of Obamacare waivers for McDonald's and others. Abolishing Obamacare. Can you imagine what that would do? We're like a boat tied to the dock with the motor going, and we're not going anywhere. We've got to cut the rope. Everything they're doing is to shut the economy down while promising to get it going. It's easy to get the economy going, but under Agenda 21, they don't want us to have any wealth because they say it's bad for the earth. Wealth is not bad for the earth. It's the type of wealth. It's the type of industry. But classical wealth improves the environment. Everybody knows that. Humans, in many cases, make the environment better. Wildlife just flocks to parks and places. And humans turn the desert green. I'm sick of this idea of putting humans down. While the elite fly around in their big jet airplanes and red carpets telling Africans, you can't have a car, you can't have air conditioning. Washington Post says 96% chance Republicans will sweep the Senate. CNN says 95%. New York Times says 70%. I don't know what the truth is because undoubtedly there's a massive political realignment happening right now. But there's so much election fraud going on by the Democratic Party nakedly that I don't know what to expect. But it's hard to overpower a landslide. 2014 everything. It was once said, and I agree with that statement. It is so critical that we reject Obama.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the big election day is tomorrow. We're broadcasting worldwide on this November 3rd, 2014 global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to have 3 hours of news and open phones today. No guests today. We've got Tucker Carlson on tomorrow, and it looks like James O'Keefe, who's done it again, he's going to be joining us as well. Wow, there's just so much to get into. There's also a lot of Ebola news as Ebola continues to spread across Africa. And Obama said last week he wouldn't be surprised if more cases don't pop up here. And we see reports out of Spain over the weekend that they believe al-Nusra or al-Qaeda or ISIS may try to get infected in Africa with Ebola and bring it to the West. Well, they don't need to do that. We have Obama to do that. And Spain has a government that brought Ebola patients in to spread it successfully. So you don't need Islamist sleeper cells to bring it in when you have Western governments that are doing it. Here's another headline dealing with that from Breitbart. Singapore requires visas for Ebola-hit African states. Isn't that interesting? AP is also reporting this. Citizens of Guyana, Liberia, Sierra Leone will need a visa to enter Singapore as part of a measure against the spread of Ebola. And guess what? They're not issuing the visas. But the United States is. A poll reports, this is up on Infowars.com, 71% back mandatory Ebola quarantine in U.S. Rand Paul, libertarian in me, horrified at government-enforced detention. Well, you're a medical doctor, Rand, and you know the only way to stop it is to shut it down when it first gets here, or then we end up with tens of thousands quarantined. A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll finds that almost three-quarters of Americans want to see government-enforced mandatory quarantines for health workers returning from West Africa. Yeah, that's just a default measure. A whopping 71% of respondents said they felt health workers would have treated Ebola sufferers abroad should be subject to 21-day isolation if they show no symptoms of the virus themselves. If you're treating people with Ebola in Africa, you should not leave the country till you've separated yourself from the hot zone. You're still in the country, but not up against the patients. That's the real hot zone. And then you stay 21 days or more at the medical center or wherever, and you don't show signs, then you leave. In fact, so you don't come here in quarantine, you quarantine there. That's the default. Why is it being ignored? Why are medical workers bringing it in? Why is it spreading? Why is there an obvious cover-up? That's what I'm getting at here. Fifth doctor in Sierra Leone dies of Ebola. That's just some of the news. I'm done covering that. The big news, obviously, is election news. I want to play this report coming up in a moment. James O'Keefe offered a busload of ballots in North Carolina, and last week he proved that they were letting illegals vote. That's one guy with a camera person who is the model in my newsroom of go out, do things like that. That's real investigative journalism. That's going out and showing the fraud. Remember him 5 years ago? Going into multiple Acorn Mafia facilities. They're mafia, in my view, and saying, hi, I've got sex slaves from Latin America, children. I want to run them as prostitutes on the street. They go, sure, we'll help set up your operation for you. It's quite normal. Just make sure you put them in the public school. That will not arise any, of the government's suspicion. Or CPS may get called. Do you understand the systematic evil to just walk in to facility after facility, and they're just ready to do it? Do you understand the level of premeditated criminal mindset we're dealing with? So we're going to get into that report. He said it again. He said it last week. He said it again. This is what we need. Get on the offensive. Weather Channel founder says man-made global warming is baloney. And we've had Pastor Chuck Baldwin and others on talking about this movement a few years ago that was launched by the Liberty Movement, by this broadcast in part, not bragging, just showing how we can have an effect. All across the country, churches are defying the IRS, endorsing candidates, daring the agency to sue. Thousands of libertarian or Christian conservative-style churches are saying, look, the Democrats openly collect money. They openly endorse who they want. We're not endorsing a Republican or a Democrat. We're endorsing someone who's pro-life. We're endorsing someone who's pro-self-defense. We're endorsing someone who's pro-family. We're endorsing someone who's pro-business that we believe follows the ideas in the Bible of liberty and of free will. That's the real message of the Bible. And do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And so Politico's kind of trying to sick the IRS on them. Hey, they've already been attacked. And see, this is how America always works. The system thinks we're cowards when they come out and say, hey, you better not talk about government or we'll audit you. You better not demonstrate at a pro-life rally or we'll come audit you. Better not give money to the Tea Party. We'll audit you. Better not go out and hold a sign outside or we'll come after you. Better not film the police or we'll arrest you. That just makes 10 times more people come out of the woodwork to go out once you start pushing people around. I've said this thousands of times. Americans aren't really cowardly. In fact, most Americans are super hardworking and come from vicious stock. Vicious, vicious, nail-eating, bare-knuckles boxing just swashbuckling, you get ready. Everybody knows that. The whole world knew that. All the foreign Japanese and French historians came here in the last 200 plus years and marveled at the United States and the people here. And so even though we've become fat, dumb, and happy, we've still got it in us. And so Americans have become totally focused on bread and circus until they get pushed around, until they get bullied. And the system thinks that, oh, we'll just have the IRS take old ladies' pension funds with no judge, no jury, no proof of fraud. Oh, we'll just have the police out running warrantless checkpoints to take blood. Oh, we'll just push, and we'll audit 20,000 Tea Partiers a year, and we'll intimidate. All that's going to cause is a giant backlash. Sure, it's super cheesy, but we should probably find the clip on YouTube from Star Wars in Episode 4 where Princess Leia is on board the Death Star talking to Governor Tarkin or whatever his name is, and he's telling her that he's going to blow up her home planet if she doesn't answer his questions. And she says, listen, the tighter you squeeze, the more star systems will squeeze through your fingers. And that is what we know historically happens. It doesn't just happen in fictionalized accounts a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It happens historically. And it particularly happens with Americans. The reason I'm on air is that people messed with my family. People in the government did. The reason I'm on air is because I then saw farmers and ranchers having their houses taken and their farms taken by the environmental land grabbers who turned around and sold it off to build on it a few years later. I saw the mafia in action. And at a fundamental cellular level, started thinking, how do I, in the 21st century, that was back in the 20th century, but how do I, looking forward, resist them? And I said, I'll do whatever I can to resist them, and I'll blow the trumpet to get other people to be watchmen on the wall to try to rally more people to resist peacefully this operation and have a velvet revolution of renaissance and awakening to this tyranny, to this injustice. That's why they scream racism all day. That's why they push all these distractionary issues. Is because, sure, there's some racism going on all sides out there. There are groups of whites that go out and find blacks and attack them. There's groups of blacks that go out and find whites and attack them. And Hispanics that go out and find blacks and attack them. And blacks that go out and find Asians and attack them. On and on and on. And Asians that find other groups of, you know, Hispanics to attack. There's all sorts of gang warfare going on at a dumbed-down level. But at the end of the day, 98% of us aren't involved in that. We're all going under Obamacare and the death panels. We're all having our jobs shipped overseas by design. We're all being told we didn't build a business. We're all being told our kids don't belong to us. We're all being told we don't have a right to own guns. We're all being told we don't have a right to have a vehicle. We're all being told we don't have this is a bunch of bull. And so we just come together on these simple ideas. And I don't care who delivers them. The Republicans, the Democrats, the Libertarians. I don't care what you call the organization or group, we need to put our ideas out and then support whoever promotes them and get out of this partisanship. But the Democrats, when they were in power, got on a power trip that I've never seen the likes of. And they have run absolutely wild. Crazy Tasmanian devil meets Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, meets Woody Woodpecker, meets Jeffrey Dahmer, meets Adolf Hitler, meets Joseph Stalin, meets the most crazy stock market person you can imagine. I mean, it's wild. And it's out of control, and they've gone too far. We have to have an indictment of Obama, and if we can't get one in the Congress with an impeachment, we can get one in the court of public opinion with a referendum on everything socialist, everything collectivist, everything big city machine of the oldest party in this country, the Democrats, who have perfected racial division and distraction and diversion and dumbing people down, and their willing accomplices in the media and their willing accomplices in the Republican Party. This is a referendum on all of these people that this is not business as usual. And we don't care how much you try to militarize the cops and how many armored vehicles you buy and how much police state training. It's the police out there. I've talked to them. Who are probably more awake than anybody else in the country other than the military. Does that not mean there aren't legions of bad cops? And legions of political police? No, they're there. But I'm telling you, the most awake group in the country other than the military is the police. That's not good for the establishment. You understand the establishment's in trouble. We're going to come back, give the number out, play the O'Keefe piece, take your phone calls. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Forget, we're going to send out on the daily email this afternoon. You can sign up for free at Infowars.com/newsletter. We're going to send out the video link so you can watch the nightly news for free, even if you're not a subscriber, tonight and tomorrow with the 2014 midterm election coverage. And we're going to be on the air tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to midnight central at least, with our entire team, myself right in the middle of it, hosting. We're going to have a lot of special guests on, Greg Palast, you name it, just a lot of other people with live coverage with Darren McBreen, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, John Bound, Rob Dew, and the whole crew behind the scenes tomorrow night. But we'll have expanded coverage as well tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're also going to have streams on the YouTube channel, at the Real Alex Jones channel. And we're also going to, again, have a live feed at Infowars.com/election, or Infowars.com/show, or PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to go to this clip. North Carolina election officials repeatedly offered ballots last week to an imposter who arrived at polling places with the names and addresses of inactive voters who had participated in the election in many years. No fraudulent votes were actually cast. It was the latest undercover video sting from conservative activist James O'Keefe, whose filmmaking resume reads like a target list of liberal causes. Yeah, he's brought down multi-billion operations. He famously shattered Acorn, the community organizing outfit linked to Barack Obama. He dressed up as Osama bin Laden and crossed the Rio Grande, showing how the border's wide open, on and on and on. And this is what anybody in media could do, showing the hypocrisy. And notice how he shakes them to their foundation. InfoWars has shaken the system to its foundation. DrudgeReport.com, shaking them to the foundation. And it's great to have an O'Keefe or a WorldNet Daily or a Matt Drudge out there, because I don't like being one of the only big missiles being fired at the establishment. It is dangerous. And believe me, if Republicans are doing stuff like this, we'll be exposing it. The difference is they just start big wars and build more prisons, which I don't like, and support Patriot Acts. They don't just run these mafia operations. And I'm not even saying they're good. It's just the Democrats are so evil. Let's go to this clip. And then it's official. The new Samsung TVs, they put it out in the press release and the terms and conditions. Samsung listens to you in live time and warns you that they are indeed monitoring everything you do. So it says, watch what you say. I remember I told people 8 years ago under a Google patent this was going on. We're going to cover that after the break, but here's James O'Keefe and Veritas Project.
I'm James O'Keefe reporting from North Carolina. There are more than 700,000 inactive voters in the state, according to the Voter Integrity Project. These are people the state has essentially lost, which creates a recipe for voter fraud on a massive scale. Don't believe it? Project Veritas Action has proven it. Watch how many ballots I get offered from election officials throughout the state.
How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. Just getting off work here.
Yeah. What's your last name?
We easily accessed North Carolina's statewide voter rolls. From there, we were able to isolate the inactive voters. Then we narrowed the list down to 30-year-old males. The next step, to visit early voting sites across the state and ask if they had that person's name on the list. We were careful not to say we were that person.
It is now 4618. Is this correct?
That's the correct address.
Okay. And let's see if there's anything else in here. George the third.
Yeah, that's the correct name.
All right. And Raleigh 27612, that's all correct.
That's right.
Take a look at this. Make sure that's all correct. And it was fine for me down there.
So I'll just sign this and then I'll be able to vote afterwards.
Yes.
Some 20 times, nearly a busload, we were just a signature or two away from voting. Of course, we never signed anything, but we could have. And if we had, we could have voted and no one would have been the wiser. Just about every time we offered to produce ID to verify our identity, we were quickly told it was unnecessary and almost scolded for offering
to
show it.
All right, that's enough. You see the full video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Imagine the identity theft that this is causing as well using voter rolls. And they don't want to have voter ID laws to vote. because this is part of an organized globalist takeover of America with Democratic Party operatives running the polling places.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I was thinking about it this weekend when a reporter was asking me how I would define myself. I have a policy of truth to rip off the name of a popular Depeche Mode song. I really try to tell the truth, and if I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, I just try to shut up. I want to be truthful to myself. I don't want to be delusional. One thing I've noticed is that most losers that I've known in my life fantasize about how they're successful and fantasize about how their competition is failing and will make things up. They will sit right there to your face, do something, and then deny they did it instead of just owning up to it. And when you lie like that, it doesn't just infect the general culture, it infects your brain. You start believing your own bull. And I don't want to be one of those people. That's why it's so upsetting fundamentally to see a rotting political culture that's doing just that, rotting. I want to hear from you on elections 2014. I have never openly endorsed the Tea Party, even though I was part of its founding with Ron Paul, the proto groups drafting him to run back in 2007, up ahead of 2008, and even before that, in the election before that, called themselves the Tea Party. Libertarian anti-war groups who didn't want to be associated with the Democratic Party. They went out in Austin, Texas, and in Boston, Massachusetts, and then in San Diego, California, and I was part of some of those first events here in Austin, and they would march to the bridge and throw the 9/11 Commission report in the water, or they would throw the PNAC document in the water, and the police would threaten to arrest them, and then they would tie a rope to it and pull it back up. I mean, how pathetic that they would target us like that. Because the old Tea Party, they just went and actually sacked the ships and threw it right in the harbor and beat anybody over the head that tried to stop them. Think about how timid we've gotten. And I'm not calling for violence. I'm just illustrating the difference. Paul Revere rode around on his horse saying, get your guns, get ready for war, get ready to kill people. An enemy has landed to usurp us, one is by land, two is by sea. And they called him a great founding American, one of the archetypal symbols. But then I go on air and get in Piers Morgan's face and say, look, cut out the lies, the fake debate. You're here to take our guns, to conquer us, to enslave us. You're on notice, Redcoat. Oh, my gosh, the most evil thing. Why, I was so discredited until his ratings slide accelerated and he lost his job, and they accredited that particular interview as the salvo that broke the dam. That's how easy it is to overthrow this un-American stinking fraud if we ever just start believing in ourselves and taking action. The truth is, every time you take action and you do it long enough and don't stop, you end up succeeding when you've got right on your side, to quote the founding Texas Ranger. A man in the wrong can't stand up against a man who's in the right when he keeps on a-coming. And isn't that the way it always is in life, in almost every case, when you've got the moral high ground? And you've got courage, and you don't back down, and you keep on a-coming. It may seem like you're losing for a while, but praise God. I say praise God, not to be a preacher. That's just what I feel like saying, that you end up winning. And that's what it's all about, is winning and trying to create a better world. And that's what people like James O'Keefe are doing, and I want to salute him. And I want to salute all of you, the activists. I want to promote some more of the contest entries, maybe on a special page, Infowars.com/contest. Post them all there, from folks going out, drawing attention to Obama leaving the borders open, flying Ebola patients in, and covering it up before the midterm elections. That ended up being in New York Daily News and CBS News and a whole bunch of other publications, and went super viral and drew attention to it. $7,500 contest. You're going to have three winners. We'll announce them on Wednesday after the election. But you all won by taking action and getting involved. I salute you. And then millions of people ended up seeing the videos and ended up becoming national news, and it brings heat on them, and they don't like that. Will our little action, our protest idea save the world? No, but together, that idea of resistance and telling the truth and getting active and getting out on the street and getting active in cyberspace, that is the spirit of 1776 that will bring down the mindset of 1984. So here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm going to actually get to the quote here in a minute, but Mitt Romney came out and said something I really agree with. He said we need to have this be a referendum against Obama and repudiate his whole evil agenda. And then we need to have election reform of all this election fraud once the Republicans have control of the Senate and the House. Well, that's not going to happen with people like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. And quite frankly, Mitt Romney, if you wouldn't have soft-soaped it and taken a dive, you would have been the president, not Barack Obama. But the Republicans would have rather had a bigger sweep of the House and Senate and get more campaign contributions running against Obama than they would have getting in there and stopping him. There's no telling what Obama may do after this election with 2 years as a lame duck. He's already proven he's acting as a dictator. That's not me saying it. That's Jonathan Turley, a liberal constitutional law professor. Obama is acting as a dictator, so there's no telling what they're going to pull while you guys have been playing politics. I mean, look, it's well-known talk radio loses about 30% of its audience when a Republican's in office. I could care less about losing audience and losing traffic to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if we got a Rand Paul elected or a, you know, somebody similar. I want a future for my children. I don't want to sit there and go, boy, it's a big fire the Democrats have burning the country down. Let's roast some hot dogs on it or something. This is not a game. And it's the lawyers sitting back that run the Congress politically thinking about what will drum up more business and more money for them while the whole country goes over the edge of an abyss. We can't play these politics anymore. The country is too fundamentally screwed up. And while you're playing politics with Democrats because you want cheap labor and the rest of it, they're flooding the country with third world labor that will incidentally vote for their agenda and will vote to overthrow American citizens and disenfranchise us and politically make us slaves regardless of our color. And this is all being run by big banks in Europe and New York who've already done this in other countries. They're not going to be helping the third world people. And you know the sad part about it is I ran out of gas and a guy pulled right over who was from El Salvador, really nice, drove me to get gas. And had run out of gas in years. And I tried to give him $20 for being a good Samaritan. He said, no. And he was just such a nice guy. You could tell a good, nice Christian man, you know, had a little cross hanging around the mirror in his car. Much more non-decadent, hardworking than I'll guarantee you most bold Americans, myself included. Of course our future is immigrants. Of course our future is poor people. The problem is they get here now, and the Democrats are there trying to put them into their cult. That's why they want them. That's why they say they want them. And that's what's so sad about it, is that there's no real libertarian, patriot outreach to immigrants from Latin America, immigrants from Africa, immigrants from Asia, immigrants from Eastern Europe, with such hardworking people. There just aren't there. And so, again, the globalists can have all these arguments all day long about why, well, we need to take guns to make you safe, or we need to open the borders to be nice, or we need to. They can always have some arguments that sound good for this, but in the final equation, it's bad people running it. So whatever they're doing, you better believe it's not in your interest. Because it's a wicked mind piloting the system. That's why the media's jumped on Virgin Galactic. Or as one of our guys put a video up this weekend with a typo, Galactic Virgin. We're still trying to figure out what that means. Oh, boy. I don't know what that means. Tell Al-Qaeda there's a galaxy of virgins, not 47 of them, but a whole galactic, a billion of them. What would they do for that? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out a joke out of that. I want to go to Judy, veteran. Listen, here's another thing. After I take these five calls, it's going to be first-time callers in the next hour. First-time callers. I don't think I ever even gave the number out. The phones are full. I gave it out one time. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But here's the point I was trying to get to earlier. I never came out and endorsed a subgroup in a party, even though I was part of the libertarian movement that just spontaneously called ourselves the Tea Party after 1776. I don't even know who the first person to do it was. I just know it came out of the Ron Paul movement's loins. And then I saw the Republicans try to take it over 7 years ago because the Tea Party was going and bullhorning them and heckling rhinos. So suddenly Rick Perry went from wanting four shots, and maybe he was for some gun control, he used to be a Democrat, to running around with guns on TV saying, I love killing coyotes and all the rest of it. But that's a bunch of rhetoric. At least we made him talk like that. So when you see the big Republican donors and the Republican leadership teaming up with the Democrats to go after the Tea Party, that's when I'm like, whoa, that's the good guys. Not that they're perfect, but it's an insurrection through the Republican Party to try to just keep the bus from being driven over the edge of the proverbial cliff. 800-259-9231. Republicans get what they want, a midterm election about Obama, the Hill. But it is about Obama. On eve of election, Obama's image matches all-time low, Washington Post. To salvage his presidency, Obama faces pressure to reboot. But will he? Cruz aims to take on Obama if GOP wins Senate. Won't vow support for McConnell. Yeah, get rid of McConnell. Didn't need to be a leader. Get rid of whoever's the oldest and sells out the most. He can go be on a committee somewhere, but we need the people that want to save this country in there. None of these lawyers. Joe Biden, ready to compromise. Oh, I bet you are. Remember, he said, nobody wants your gun, your rifle, your shotgun, your semi-auto. That's a lie. We're not coming after your guns. Bloomberg said, we're not coming after your guns, as they do everything they can to get them. Romney, this is really the last chance for America to pass judgment on the Obama administration. And I agree. We've been looking for a theme for our election coverage tomorrow night. I said last week, it's a referendum on collectivism and mafia government. Judgment Day for Obama. I mean, that is what it is. He's a puppet, but he's the figurehead, the titular head up there. He's the golden calf, the big idol. Obama gets heckled. He says, this is a rowdy crowd. That's just some of the news we have here. Let's go ahead and start going to your phone calls. We're going to go to Veteran and then Raider and then Eric, Wayne, and Captain USA. And then we're going to open the phones up for first-time callers. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in, 800-259-9231. And there's a lot of other news I'm going to be getting to, but not yet. Like the story I mentioned, that's got to be red-linked. Ladies and gentlemen, all the new TVs have hidden microphones in them, and soon they'll have cameras. Here's the public trade show announcements 10 years ago of Samsung and of Sharp and all of them. I'm warning you. Here's Google's announcement. Here's Kinect's announcement 6-7 years ago. Now all the new Kinects have it. They can look through up to 8 walls. It goes back to DARPA. It's all in the agreement you sign. Paul Watson has it up there with a Samsung video announcing it, saying, watch what you say in your house because we're recording it and sending it back and to other third parties. I don't know, to laugh or cry. I'm going to go to your calls after break. I'm sorry. They've already started a pilot program in Austin. And they admit in 3 years they're going to try to make anybody living downtown, they're going to activate the box and tax you by the mile. And if I have one more yuppie, if I just have one more yuppie come up to me and, giggle and say, the black helicopter's going to get me. They don't really do that anymore. But do you understand that we told you about all this 15, 20 years before it came out because it's all a premeditated plan? Do you understand it's evil? Did Leanne do that report for the Nightly News Friday? I didn't watch Nightly News Friday. I missed it. I was with my children. I saw the video before they released it. Or is that going to be on tonight's news?
One about driverless cars?
Yeah, driverless cars.
Yeah, I've got it.
What was the headline on that?
Trendies want to end self-driven vehicles.
Yeah, see, I never saw that on InfoWars.com. It needs to be, liberals want to ban cars or liberals want to ban driving cars. I mean, that's it. Boom, headline at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, a headline. It's just, I don't know what happens with the more sensational report, the more guaranteed it never makes the website, never makes Twitter, never makes Facebook. It may have, but I didn't see it, and I've been up and down our website.
The title on it was Trendies Want to End Human Driving.
That's it. Trendies Want to End Human Driving. Excellent headline. Great job, McAdoo. I saw that report. I missed it Friday. I'm going to air that at the bottom of the next hour if you're a radio listener. But I want it front and center, and I want this move back to the top, guys. I get so busy up here, I have to direct things when I'm on air. Great job, crew. Samsung Smart TV records personal conversations and sends them to third parties. They are going to tax you by the mile and track everything you do. And the trendies think anything anti-human gets them ahead. So, hey, let's kill kids up to age 5. Absolutely. Hey, let's ban driving cars. Yeah, there's too many cars. Do you understand, chumps? They're going to put you in a 200-square-foot apartment. You're going to pay more for it than a 10,000-square-foot. They want to raise everything to drive you into the ground while exempting themselves. It's an anti-human eugenics agenda. We're going to go to your call. Stay with us.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome the dog barking, some banging. You look out your back window, and somebody has opened your garage door and is breaking into your 57 Chevy. Now, I would imagine you get angry, you yell and scream at them, you grab a gun, or would you just be calm and go back to sleep? See, the reason I'm upset is our entire future is being charted by very bad people to be extremely oppressive and to take about 98% of what we produce away from us. And building a world where robots and computers are in full control to then phase us out. This is the official global governance UNESCO UN plan. I'm just here tracking it as it happens. I'm the fruit that told you there were boxes in all the cars to tax you by the miles because it was public. I'm the guy that told you the television sets are watching and listening to you. Now it's in their own promo videos. I told you 15 years ago that the cell phones are giving you brain cancer. It's all admitted. I told you they put fluoride in the water to brain damage you. It's totally admitted. I told you GMO was killing us. It's admitted. I'm not a hero, folks. I don't like... Listen, they're not robbing our 57 Chevy. They are burning our house down with us inside of it. And they think we're too stupid to get it. Oh, look, it's a big flashy Trojan horse, big pretty television set. Isn't it cute? Isn't it nice? Oh, you're going to pay thousands of dollars to have voice activated so you don't have to use a clicker anymore. And you sit there and give it commands. Go to this show, go to that show, go to this channel. Totally lazy, but that's not even the issue. It's that it's tracking everything you do, sending it back, building a psychological profile. And you're like, oh, what do I have to hide? And then they admit we're listening to everything you do and giving it to third parties. So watch what you say. It says that in the article. We're going to play this later. Watch what you say. I'm going to say that again. You buy your television, and in the owner's manual, it says, watch what you say. Imagine if I just came and was looking through somebody's window at night. They'd shoot me, staring in while a man was, you know, in bed with his wife. I'd go to jail for 5 years, and I should. But they do it through the Kinect system, Microsoft, and all these others. They do it to the televisions, and they're all coming out like this. Remember General Petraeus said 2 years ago in Wired Magazine? He said, your dishwasher is going to be watching you. He said, we'll spy on you through your dishwasher, Wired Magazine. I'm telling you, people, I told you that 15 years before he made that announcement because it was in MIT Magazine. It's a premeditated plan. And let me tell you, once they get this grid in place, they're going to release bioweapons and they're going to wipe almost everybody out. I'm trying to stop that. It's in their plan as well. What are you going to do when they come for you? We've got to stop it. It is insane what's happening. We are living in a science fiction movie. I'm going to go to break, come back to your calls. I promise I'm going to in the next segment. We'll go through this raft of calls and first-time callers. Before I go any further, I can just warn people about what's going on, and we fund our own operation with high-quality products. The Molon Labe camouflage long-sleeve shirt that I came up with the concept and our great designers put together is selling out. We won't have any more for a couple of weeks. We have that problem that when I promote something and folks like it, it sells out. But we got three other designs of Molon Labe, including for women with beautiful gold foil. Best looking woman shirt out there I've seen. Ball caps, madein1776.com. Our InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com has the only Deep Earth Crystal Source Survival Shield X2 Super, totally true nascent iodine, and we're running a promo 10% off, even though it's selling out, of Survival Shield when you get it in the Biodefense Pack with Lung Cleanse, 10% off. InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase puts fuel in this InfoWars war wagon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational
videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.